Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we are joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Commissioner Leonard, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come out and talk to us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
So you guys had a pretty busy meeting yesterday. I mean, it's the start of the year, so those agendas started off relatively slow, but now they're really starting to pick up. You guys are putting a lot out there right now, and I think one that we can kind of start off with, and it also leads into our usual spotlight, is there's a lot going on with the libraries in Emery County.
Yeah, a lot going on with the libraries. Our libraries are run efficiently. They look for grant opportunities and state funding, and so really excited about how progressive they're being with Wi-Fi connectivity, with serving the community and doing different events, not only for the youth but for adults, and also partnering with our events, county fairs. They run different carnivals and just really proactive in the community. So, yeah, they've been fantastic.
Yeah, and they were named a quality library last year in 2024, and now it looks like that kind of ignited a hunger in them. They want to be that quality library system year after year after year, and it really shows. One thing that I found interesting, it wasn't last commission meeting, it was a few ago, but you guys asked the librarian about, you know, does each library in the county get the same books, and she explained that each individual library across the county really caters to the individual tastes of those towns.
Yes. Yeah, depending on people's interests and people's asks, they really try to adapt to each community and fit their needs. So that's really, really cool that they've been doing that as well. And like you mentioned, the enhancement fund, the disbursements, I'm glad that we can partake of those funds as well.
Yeah, no, it's just great for the community, keeping them well-read, keeping those libraries funded. I think it makes for a happier community in general. And, you know, I think that leads perfectly into why we always spotlight one of those organizations around the county. So this week it's the Emery County Library System. And then also yesterday in the commission meeting, you guys talked about the Junior Entrepreneur Program. That really starting to get into full swing now.
Yeah, full swing. A couple of weeks ago we had our first training, and we partner through the business chamber to do that. The university's a part of it, and the tourism office. So it's a great combination of trainings and information for the kids. And so there were 30 young kids. I believe the ages were from 7 to 12. And I don't want to lie to you, but I think those were the ages, and there were 30. And then 12 and above, there were 8, so it was a really good turnout. Around 38 kids participated. They'll have an opportunity to show their goods at the county fair and different county events as we go throughout the spring and the summer. So really good new batch of junior entrepreneurs.
Yeah, from what I was hearing, you have kids making root beer, kids making jewelry. It's so fun seeing those kids getting out, trying to develop that entrepreneurial spirit. I love seeing that in Emery County. That's one of my favorite programs over there. And then I think the last commission item I wanted to talk about was the Green River Granville Pit. Now, about 2 weeks ago, you guys had to go into a closed session regarding this matter, but now it's been talked about in public. So I think it'd be good to just bring the public up to speed on what the Green River Gravel Pit is and kind of what actions you guys are pursuing with it.
Yeah, just briefly, we've been working on a gravel pit that we had believed to be ours on the records. And it was early 1900s when it was a tax. There was a tax issue. It looked like it was deeded over to the county, but we've had a tough time finding all the paperwork. So we're in, you know, talks with the BLM to see how we can keep that gravel pit. I think the challenge we're running into is, you know, communication, not with the BLM, but we just need to make sure, you know, we've passed things in commission that we need to follow through with and make sure that, you know, we're on the same page with each commissioner and make sure that we're following through with what we voted on in our commission meeting. So we voted to pursue that gravel pit to make sure that we have that gravel for the future. Because in Green River, we use it for BLM roads. We use it for, you know, other emergencies and things for the county. So we would love to keep that gravel pit inside the county.
Yeah, it's something that could be very beneficial, and I totally get the frustration. I mean, you guys are going to be knee-deep. You probably are knee-deep in paperwork regarding this, so that's going to be a frustrating activity. But, you know, the perfect way to get rid of some of that frustration is fishing. And, you know, coming up in Emery County, you have a perfect way to do that with Millside Off Ice.
Yeah, so on March 28th and 29th, the ice fishing tournament had to be moved to open water. So if you're interested, there are over 160 tagged fish in the reservoir for that tournament. And so please sign up. You can get a hoodie, and it is a lot of fun. It is going to be motorless. You can use, well, electric motors, I believe, are okay. Just no gas-powered motors. But, yeah, float tubes, canoes, off the shore, different things like that. So, yeah, good event. We're excited to. I'm already signed up, so it'll be fun.
It's always a fun tournament. It was one of my favorite things to do as a high schooler over in Emery County. It's good to see it keep on going strong. And speaking of high school, pretty exciting things happening over in Emery County in terms of high school sports. Both the boys and the girls basketball team have advanced to the state tournament next week.
Oh yeah, really exciting games last week. Looking forward to their next games, and just want to wish them luck from the county, and hopefully they can make it in the hoop and play good defense. And so we're excited for them and wish them a lot of luck.
Well, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, just looking forward to the good weather and getting out of the house. I know it's kind of been cold and warm, but looking forward to seeing everybody out this spring and summer to different events and getting out of the house and building the community camaraderie as we get warmer weather. But that's all I have.
Well, Commissioner Leonard, thank you as always for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that's Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We were talking about what's going on over in Emery County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.